With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The Ute Mountain Ute Tribe is hosting another round of coronavirus surveillance testing this week. The announcement comes about a week after the Tribal Council retightened health orders after reporting a spike of coronavirus cases in Toyoak. Testing and flu vaccines will be available from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday outside of the Toyoak Recreation Center. Tribal government employees are required to get tested. In an address Monday, Treasurer Alston Turtle urged members to get tested to help identify cases and, again, loosen restrictions. As of Monday, no active cases have been reported in White Mesa, where testing will take place next week, Tuesday. A group of cigarette makers is suing the state over a proposal on Colorado's November ballot. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
Proposition EE would for the first time create a tax on nicotine products, including vaping products, and it would also increase cigarette and tobacco taxes. But a group of discount cigarette makers is suing the state and several Democrats, including the governor, attorney general, and lawmakers. The complaint alleges that in crafting the ballot measure, they made a backroom deal with cigarette giant Philip Morris to fix prices at high levels, effectively eliminating competition from discount brands. The governor's office declined to comment on pending litigation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And this is KSJD News.